perfect storm.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome back. Or I should say hello again. Welcome, Outcast. Yeah, it's the real deal. It's October 19th, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. The reason I tell you that is I've had the last couple nights off visiting with my daughter. After doing 250 shows straight, decided to take a couple nights off. Rather be back on the radio with you, my friend, although I had a really good time with my family. Head over to MorningStarsTale.com, and that's where you'll find tonight's monologue. It is entitled, Hail Hydra, Immortal Hydra, Does the Injection Create an Aluminum-Based Life Form? Hail Hydra, Immortal Hydra, we shall never be destroyed. Cut off one limb, and two more shall take its place. We shall serve Supreme Hydra, as the world shall serve us. This was the catchphrase first used in a comic book called Strange Tales, number 135, dating back to August 1965, and the premiere of S.H.I.E.L.D., S-H-I-E-L-D, the arch enemy of Hydra. Hail Hydra was also proclaimed in 2014 Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Isn't it strange how fiction is but a reality, a reflection of? As I covered in a previous article, Hydra vulgaris, eternal serpent embryo discovered in the jab? Question mark. The Hydra vulgaris is a tiny tentacled palm tree-shaped sentient freshwater invertebrate comprised of stem cells which appear to renew themselves. In other words, Hydra vulgaris contains the genetic code for eternal biological life. Over a period of 20 days, the organism recreates itself from scratch. Dr. Carrie Madej first discovered the entity while examining numerous vials of the injection. She said, quote, I looked at both the Moderna mRNA and the Johnson & Johnson viral vector DNA vaccines under a compound microscope. I used a white light. It was normal room temperature. Colors appeared. Colors. All of a sudden, purple, blue, green. Some nanotech engineers told me afterwards that the liquids have the properties of superconducting materials, analogous to injectable computer systems. It was alive. The entity lifted itself up off the glass, its tentacles removing. The organism pointed its tentacle up through the lens as if it was self-aware. It knew we were looking at it. Some people contacted me and said the creature looked like something called Hydra vulgaris, one of the six model organisms that cannot die. It continually regenerates itself. You can put it into a blender and it will reassemble, self-assemble. I was so shocked by what I saw, I cried most of the night. Okay. The other living entity in Big Pharma's satanic brew are immortalized baby stem cell lines. Similar to Hydra vulgaris, immortalized baby stem cell lines have cheated death and achieved eternal biological life. Although they say the abortion occurred over 50 years ago, the stem cells have never stopped dividing. Dr. Frank Zaleski, a Polish scientist, also examined numerous vials of the injection and put forth the idea that the powers that be are attempting to create an aluminum-based life form in the human body. If aluminum is one of the base metals contained in the finalized version of the internal operating system, perhaps this explains the predominance or the same element we find in chemtrails. Contrails are ice crystals that form when a hot jet engine interacts with freezing temperatures at a high altitude. They quickly dissipate. Conversely, chemtrails are chemicals sprayed into the lower atmosphere from jet-holding tanks. Usually chemtrails contain aluminum in addition to barium and strontium. The theories widely vary on the purpose of chemtrails. Some say it is to reflect the sun's light, to help prevent global warming. Others say chemtrails act in concert with HARP to control the weather. However, most deny their existence and insist you seek a mental health provider. For this discussion, I wish to purpose a possible, even darker agenda that ties into the jab. I don't have any definitive proof about any of this. It appears Hydra vulgaris, graphene oxide, chemtrails, smart dust, nanobots, 5G, and the COVID-19 injection are all interconnected. Smart dust is the embedded hidden ingredient in chemtrails. It's a system of tiny micro electromechanical nanobots that can detect light, temperature, magnetism, chemicals, and vibrations. These nanobots in the chemtrails can be operated on a wireless Wi-Fi computer network and broadcast its unique radio frequency identification. Was the Wuhan experiment a beta test for smart dust activation via the 5G network? And is it possible the human body could be internally digitized and controlled remotely? Imagine man transformed into a radio antenna. Now, to give the idea credibility, that is vaccine inhalation, there's a Nebraska virologist by the name of Shi Hu Zhang who developed a COVID-19 vaccine that could be delivered directly to the respiratory tract as a nasal spray, promoting and prompting an immune response directly. And for those who don't opt into the vaccine injection or nasal spray, is it possible it could come to all of us via the chemtrails? Keep in mind, the end game of the Luciferian elite, that is the satanic psychopaths who run this place, is to control us, the serf class as they view us, from a centralized quantum beast computer where all web searches, contacts, social media, thought, digital currency, uploaded into a collective hive mind. They want it all. They want a singular, collective, universal, new world order, spiritually plugged into Lucifer's matrix, with shared knowledge, no individual thought, uncritical conformity, a technological singularity of collective intelligence. We call it the 7-year tribulation. And you can find that entire deep dive at MorningstarsTale.com. It's called Hail Hydra, Immortal Hydra. Does the injection create an aluminum-based life form? Hail Hydra.
Screw not your hail. Freedom.
Not hail. Hail. Oh, wait. Okay. Thank you. Listen to me now. Michael, get ready for the clip. I will introduce it now rather than later. Hang on just one moment. I want to ask all you people out there listening to The Perfect Storm. I said the perfect storm. You think you're so smart. You think, oh, Pfizer is like advertising on television and they're influencing the networks. Well, you're wrong. Why don't you screw your freedom and screw your tiny brain? Because let me tell you now and show you later that Pfizer is not buying all the networks, and they don't own television, and they don't own all the media. You're just a conspiracy theorist with a tinfoil hat on your head, you stupid peon.
Screw your freedom.
Exactly. Michael, play the clip that shows the media is not bought and paid for.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a Difference, brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
Yeah. Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, that Pfizer will kill you. Oh, and today's show is brought to you by, oh crap, Pfizer. I guess I need to take back what I just said. Mike, could we possibly hear that one more time for clarity?
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference, brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download, brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
Unbelievable, sick, evil people.
The rest of this show not brought to you by Pfizer. Colin Powell, former general and secretary of state, as you well know, died yesterday at the age of 84, a retired four-star general. Yes, you're right, Mike. Here's the fun part. You ready, kids? The 84-year-old fully vaccinated general died. Wait a second. Fully vaccinated? Of COVID? How can you die? Wait a second. He died from COVID, but was fully vaccinated. So let me see if I got this right. Fully vaccinated, died of COVID. If I were to think logically, and I know we're not supposed to do that anymore, I would conclude one thing, maybe two. One, that if he died from COVID after being fully vaccinated, then the vaccine didn't work. Or two, the vaccine killed him. But apparently all of the broadcasting companies that are brought to you by Pfizer have come to the conclusion that no.
News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
They came to the conclusion that, it was complications from COVID and the jab had nothing to do with it. Yes, I know he died after he was fully vaccinated, but you don't understand. His death could have been a lot worse. He could have really died more awful. People in Israel, in Bahran. You ever been to Bahran? Mike says he could have died much harder. That's right. He's dead, but he could have been a lot more dead. So the vaccine prevented more dead. What's wrong with you people? You bunch of conspiracy theorists? Next thing you'll think that Pfizer's sponsoring all these shows.
Friends, brought to you by Pfizer.
People in Israel and Bahran are losing their vaccination status for not taking boosters.
No soup for you! 1 year, no booster! 1 year!
Ouch! Ouch!
Israel and Bahran want eligible residents to take their COVID booster shots, and those who do not risk losing their fully vaccinated status and privileges that come with it. In other words, you'll become one of us, the outcasts, the unclean, the vile vermin who crawl this flat earth. In Israel, vaccinated people are called, they get a so-called green pass that allows them to enter hotels, restaurants, and many indoor venues. People who have recovered from the fictitious COVID-19, he read and added to, can also be issued a green pass under a different set of guidelines. However, as of October 3rd, Israel changed the rules. You got to get the jab for the third time. You got to get a booster. And if you don't, they turn off your green pass. And they're not happy about it. Sucks for you. Southwest
you
drops plan.
Will be assimilated.
Southwest drops plans to put unvaccinated staff on unpaid leave starting in December. By the way, thank you, Southwest, for getting my daughter home safely. Southwest Airlines has scrapped its plan to put unvaccinated employees who have applied for but have not received a religious or medical exemption on unpaid leave starting by a federal deadline in December. Okay, so they backed away from that. The company is giving employees until November 24th to visit their vaccinations or apply for an exemption. As long as it's not confusing. Let's take a five-minute break from the COVID doom and gloom and talk about one of my favorite subjects. Pink Floyd's Roger Waters. He's 78 years old, and he just got married for the fifth time. He married a 43-year-old woman, former driver, the fifth time. 5, 78. She's 43. He announced that on Instagram he married a woman by the name of Kamala Chavez. And not so slightly veiled dig at his former wives, Waters wrote on Instagram, "So happy, finally a keeper," or as Mike says, a cradle robber. He's 78, she's 43. He's worth $310 million. I'm sure that 43-year-old chick is just drooling over that 78-year-old flaccid body.
"You will be assimilated."
A source says Waters met her at Coachella while she was his chauffeur driver. They hit it off and been together ever since. She is truly lovely and truly makes him happy. "We don't need no prenup contract. We don't need no common sense.
Yay!
No blue Viagra in the bathroom. Hey, Roger, leave that ring alone. All she is just another bride in the wall. All she is just another bride in the wall. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. Roger, put in your false teeth. How can you have any pudding if you don't put in your teeth? You! Yes, you with the adult diapers! Stand still, laddie!" If you get a chance, head over to morningstarstale.com. That's the website, and it includes a book I wrote called Morningstar's Tale. I know I've never mentioned it on the show, but if you were to purchase the book, it would be a way for me to make some scratch from this show. You might not believe in all of my wacky theories, but by buying the book, you're supporting me, and you're also showing me that you dig the show. So you don't necessarily have to agree with all my wacky ideas. If you're already alienated from your family because of the jab, why not make the distance even further? Create more strife this holiday season by buying Morningstar's Tale. That's morningstarstale.com. There's a link for Amazon. Morningstar's Tale is the book the entire family cannot agree on. Just like the COVID jabs, once you tell them your wacky theory about the cosmos, they'll be alienated even more than they are, and they'll be more disgusted with you even more than they are already. Give them the gift that will irritate them until December 31st. MorningstarsTale.com. The Perfect Storm.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Perfect storm. Welcome back, my friend. Another edition of the big show. Speaking of men who just don't learn, Sean Penn. Another example, just like Roger Waters. Sean Penn's love life just made a U-turn into bachelorhood. The Oscar-winning star's wife, Lela George, has filed for divorce after just 1 year of marriage. She's 29. He is 61. Didn't see that coming. The soon-to-be exes dated for 4 years quietly before tying the knot in July 2020. Days later, Sean Penn confirmed their COVID wedding on Late Night with Seth Meyers. There are reports recently you got married. Is this true? Meyers asked Penn. Yes, we did a COVID wedding. Sean Penn is insane. In many ways, especially when it comes to COVID, he will not work with anyone who has not gotten the jab. And he's adamant about it. So there you go. 61-year-old Sean Penn and 29-year-old wife divorce. He has an interesting background. I always like looking at the history of people that have been married multiple times. The chick he married, this 29-year-old, she's the daughter of Vincent D'Onofrio. From Law and Order, the show. Yeah. It's Penn's third wife. He was married to Madonna from 85 to 89. Robin Wright, you remember, Forrest Gump, Blade Runner, 2049. He was married to her from 1996 to 2010. So that was a long one, 14 years. He and Wright, who is 54, share two kids, Dylan, age 30, and Hopper, age 28. He also reportedly dated Charlize Theron in late 2013 until 2015. I don't understand why guys do this. I guess it's because of fear of death. It really must be. But I should talk. My second ex-wife was 10 years younger than me to the day. It wasn't quite a 30-year spread, but it did make a difference. It really did. You should marry someone in your own age group. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? New York City judge suspends dad's visit with kid over vaccination status. A Manhattan matrimonial judge has suspended a Long Island father's visitation with his 3-year-old daughter unless he gets the jab or submits to a weekly COVID test. Said, I don't care what your name is. Here, in-person parental access to defendants is not in the child's best interest, and there are exceptional circumstances that support its suspension. Whew, man. I would hate to be going through a child custody case right now. And one of my favorites, flat earth theorist, anti-vaxxer, as they call him, Rob Skiba, died from COVID while I was off. Did interview him on RBN back in 2015. He was a champion of flat earth and also very much against the jab. And of course, the Daily News, the New York Post, they all screwed him over even in death. I mean, look at this headline. Flat earth theorist, anti-vaxxer, Rob Skiba dies from COVID. I don't think he died of COVID. He actually had pneumonia, and I'm not too sure what happened, but apparently he ended up in a hospital on a ventilator, and that seems to be the end of most people. Last place I would go right now is a hospital. Even if I was seriously injured, I would really weigh it, because not a good place to be. And Skiba's channel, his YouTube channel alone, had 210,000 subscribers. So he was a very popular individual. And he did a lot of work also on the Nephilim, which ties in directly to this vaccine, which isn't a vaccine. If you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 4, it talks about the dark angels coming to earth, taking on the form of men, having sex with women, and creating a hybrid race of half angel, half humans. And this was, in my own personal belief, this was Satan's way of trying to corrupt the seed. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man. So before the second coming of Jesus Christ, you're going to see hybrids. And what we're seeing right now is the beginning of that build. There is a build going on inside, I believe, millions of people. What will develop, I do not know. But it is something other than a human. Will people become hybrids? At what point are humans not made in the image of God and therefore disqualified from salvation? I don't know. By the way, that's my new catchphrase for the rest of the year. I don't know. I really don't. Because if this goes sideways within 12 months, that is thousands if not billions of people die, then all bets are off the table. But more than likely, it may take 3 to 5 years before we really begin to see those numbers pop on the screen. Until then, I would assume they're just going to try to keep making life miserable for you and I. But remember, they want to steal your joy. Don't let them do it. The perfect storm.
Rodney is feeling sexy, Mick is really frightfully bold. Me, I do the only thing that stops me going on. I do the rock. I do the rock, rock. I do the rock, rock, rock.
What the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360 brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look what you saw. Tuna by the cockeyed world in two. Throw your pride to one side, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Choose little to win, but nothing to lose.
Good
Casey Kasem of America's Top 40, and that's Strawberry Alarm Clock and Incense and Peppermint. And tonight's show is not being brought to you by Pfizer. I'm Casey Kasem of America's Top 40. I'm the first, I'm the original, and I'm the only Casey Kasem of America's Top 40.
I don't care who you are, and I don't know who the hell you are, but Don Campbell of The Perfect Storm...
I'm really going to have to... I don't think you sound at all like Casey Kasem of America's Top 40.
Well, that's fine, but Don Campbell of The Perfect Storm has the best producer in the world. And that
I would say I have the worst. I would say Don Campbell has the worst producer in the world. And it's called The Perfect Storm.
I'm dead! That was coming in at number two tonight.
Tonight's show is not being brought to you by Pfizer. Tonight's show is not being brought to you by Pfizer.
I hate Pfizer. Who?
I like Pfizer.
Where's my photos?
Is Don there? Where?
Don, let's go.
Why
to the
is
phones.
It every time I come out of a fast tempo song, I've got to do a dog death dedication? Is Don there?
Alrighty then, back to the show we go. German state allows down. German state allows food stores to ban the unvaccinated. What? The German newspaper Bild reports that the state of Hesse, anything to do with Hermann Hesse, has passed a motion that will allow food stores to decide whether they want to ban unvaccinated people from entering. In Hesse, all retailers, including the supermarket, can now decide for themselves whether they want to implement the 3G rule, which is vaccinated, tested, recovered, or the 2G rule, which so far have been no access restriction in supermarkets to give everyone the option of basic services. So it sounds like at least in parts of Germany, they are now no longer allowing people to buy food.
You think you're tough, you're about to get it!
Allison Williams is departing ESPN over the company's COVID vaccine mandate. The 37-year-old college football and basketball reporter joined the network back in 2011, and it looks like she will be joining the ranks of the unemployed. New Zealand COVID cases hit a new record despite a vaccination push. Once again, we have another example of vast vaccination and vast COVID. How can you have both? New Zealand record, I know, recording its highest number of daily COVID cases since the start of the pandemic on Tuesday, as the fictitious Delta variant outbreak has dashed the nation's COVID zero hopes.
That it doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
I don't think you'll ever get this zero. I don't think that's possible. Health authorities announced 94 new cases. But if everyone's getting the jab, I guess every thousands of breakout? Is that okay? I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
Stop this, lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now.
This one really cracks me up, as Alex Jones would say. Natural immunity is good. Getting vaccinated after being sick with COVID is better.
Listen to me!
That's an actual headline from USA Today, the newspaper that tastes great and is less filling. Yesterday, I went into this gangster-esque 7-Eleven with my son to get a drink, and I walked over to the news rack, and I never go to 7-Eleven. The USA Today, the newspaper, the physical newspaper, was half the size it was a year ago and twice the price. It was $2, and the newspaper itself was about 15 pages.
Before we're done here, y'all be wearing gold-plated diapers.
How can anybody walk into that store and pay $2 for that rag? Check this headline. Natural immunity is good. Getting vaccinated after being sick with COVID is better. So what they're saying is God's natural immunity is good. Scientism's vaccination is better. Don't you trust the science? Many people have caught COVID over the last 20 months. Not really. Many people have caught a bioweapon over the last 20 months. That's better. Despite their best efforts or the data. In most illnesses, contracting COVID provides immunity memory that helps you protect yourself against a future infection. But it's unclear if it really helps as much as getting the jab.
Excellent.
Somebody actually wrote this article. Smithers, who's this man who wrote this article?
Let's see, sir. He is, actually, it's a woman. Karen Wine something.
Excellent. Fire that bitch.
Excellent.
I have so many stupid headlines. Let's see, where should we start? I could just go through them. Maybe that would be better. TSA should use dog teams to make up for low vax rate. Apparently, many employees with the TSA are opting out to not get the jab. And so the solution from Chuck Schumer is to replace them with dogs. Stormy, you might have a job. Especially if no one buys this damn book. What's that? Buy the book or you're going to attack the listener? I can't. Yeah, go ahead. Kill. Let's see. New Navy guidance will discharge sailors refusing COVID-19 vaccination. I saw a nice photo today. Many firefighters and policemen turning in their boots to Seattle's City Hall. Mass quittings, firings. Delta Airlines says 90% of its staff is vaccinated. Did that include the alleged pilot who died while flying the plane? Allegedly. War against COVID. Ex-General Stanley McChrystal backs the vaccine mandate. Well, of course he does. Part of the military-industrial complex. What was his asinine comment? I remember
Family
reading
diet.
This.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Oh. And who else is the show being brought to you by tonight, Mike? I forget.
The diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Huh. Are there any other major media companies, Mike, that are sponsored by Pfizer? I'm not too sure.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Oh, it's quite a few. All right. Let's see what else is going on in the news. Not brought to you by Pfizer. Facebook pulling or building an AI that sees, hears, and understands everything we do. Special broadcast, Dr. Robert Malone on his mRNA creation. Doctors Brian Artis and Lee Meredith talk about the COVID. And then I had a couple articles about Sophia and Gnosticism. That's about all the news out there. There really isn't that much that is going on. Yeah, I did get an email from a listener. Totally forgot about your daughter coming to visit you.
She came in. Cooper 360.
Brought to you by
Pfizer.
Okay, what else you got? I mean, are there any other...
Nightline.
Brought to you by
Pfizer.
Okay, I'll try and time it out better. Go try another one. Brought to you by...
Making a Difference.
Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer.
The report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's
Pfizer.
Countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer. So my daughter flew in on Friday night into Orlando, picked her up around 11. It was the reason I didn't do the show. Had a really good weekend with her, a very in-depth conversation about where this is all going and what we should do. She is thinking about moving out of the metro Austin area, trying to get some land and a house. Right now the prices for real estate, especially in Austin, are just through the roof. So why not jump on that equity and fake money and buy something in the country? Well, how do you navigate it? I don't really know. I kept telling her, I don't know, which is my new mantra. She has a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old. I mean, and she's, you know, stressed out. And understandably, you know, what do you do when most people, especially in Austin, have gotten the jab? You become a minority. Do you homeschool your kids? I don't know. It really depends, like I said earlier, on what happens in the next 6 to 12 months. If a lot of people start getting sick and start dying, then the whole narrative will change. It'll get really dark. However, I'm beginning to wonder if it's just going to take more time for people to get sick and start dying. And then if it's 3 to 5 years out, there's no way they're going to attribute that to the vaccine. They'll just say it was something else. Even Fauci is saying, oops, I said his name. Dr. Evil is saying that if you get the jab and you die in the first 14 days, that's not because of the vaccine.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer.
By Pfizer.
Pfizer.
By Pfizer.
And Pfizer.
This portion.
Pfizer.
Pfizer.
And now
Pfizer.
On Aaron Burnett Out Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer.
America is brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer. Why buy the networks when you can just own the networks without buying the networks and give the illusion that there's a free press? ABC, CBS, NBC, MSLSD, Fox, CNN, they're all the same. All of them, all of these programs brought to you by Pfizer, whether it's Good Morning America. What do you think the
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson. What do you think the odds are of George Stephanopoulos doing an investigative report on Pfizer after it was just billboard before he opened his pie hole? Good Morning America, brought to you by Pfizer. Here's George Stephanopoulos.
Pfizer. Oh, Anderson Cooper, 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline. What's this crap doing? Myocarditis?
Pfizer.
Oh. No, of course not. You don't have to buy the networks. You already own them. The same thing with Cumulus Radio and iHeartRadio. You got to get the jab or you can't keep your job. Did you know that? So those talk show hosts either play ball or they're out of a job.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
There's no way I'll ever get I'll never get another radio job in my life. This is probably the last radio show I'll ever do. I can't imagine it unless some guy who owns an iHeart radio station or programs one goes rogue and says, let's put this idiot on. Who cares? We're all broke anyway. I have no idea. I don't know.
This CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Everything brought to you by Pfizer. Myocarditis brought to you by Pfizer. Constricted blood vessels brought to you by
Pfizer.
Pfizer. Myocarditis brought to you by
Pfizer.
And now.
Ball's palsy brought to you by
Pfizer.
Tremors brought to you by
Pfizer.
The shakes brought to you by
sponsored by Pfizer.
Myocarditis brought to you by
in the American Family Diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
An enlarged heart brought to you by
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360 brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC Your Life brought to you
by
Pfizer.
Making a difference.
Your next breath brought to you by
CNN
Pfizer.
Tonight.
Brought
to you by
perfect
Pfizer.
Pfizer.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah. car since I was a little girl.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. We have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.